The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We'll turn our attention back to matters domestic, though, and the news that a new public Lido, a big outdoor swimming pool, could replace the plans for the whitewater rafting project that had been suggested for an area in the Dublin Docklands. Neil Ring is a Dublin City councillor. Neil, I understand you have some reservations about this plan, do you? No. We don't have Neil. I tell you what, while we're getting Neil in touch. Oh, Neil is there with us now. I think Neil, apologies. There are gremlins in the system, as we always say. I understand you have some reservations about the plans for a public Lido. Is that fair?
Yes, Ciarán. These plans were presented to us sort of in a very hasty manner yesterday in the middle of our central area committee meeting. And a 30-page presentation was made to us, which hadn't been given to us beforehand. And as the chairman, Ray McAdam, said, like, we're better, we can have a more meaningful discussion if we actually get the plans in advance. But having looked at the plans and having reflected on them overnight, I think there were four plans basically presented, and one was presented as the preferred option. Now, our immediate question on that was, whose preferred option? Not the councillor's preferred options, not the public's preferred option, and certainly not the local community's preferred option. So we don't know where this sudden preferred status came for this multi-use swimming pool, rescue centre, and then another four, a splash pool, a kids pool, a recreation pool, a diving pool, all beside one of the greatest rivers in the world, the Liffey. So it more questions arose than were answered, to be honest. And in particular, the consultation, and in particular, the Dublin Fire Brigade Training Centre, which is going to take up 40% of the space. And again, we've asked for a cost-benefit analysis of that. I was given the training that's needed on that is currently costing Dublin Fire Brigade €20,000 per annum. And the question I asked is, why are we, if it's costing €20,000 per annum, why would you build a 15 million Fire Brigade Training Rescue Centre to provide? So it just, so many questions were asked.
Okay.
They didn't address the question of the offices on the Liffey, on the side, the Dublin City Council offices, which are supposed to be renovated and used to animate the Liffey, which is in our Dublin City Development Plan. So a lot of questions were left unanswered.
Okay. Well, that's a fair question to raise about the cost, if it's only costing 20 grand at the moment to do the type of training that's suggested for this facility. Yeah, but let me ask though about just the idea, just in principle, the notion of a public, a big outdoor open public pool and diving area and kids' splash pool. It doesn't sound like you'd like that idea regardless of the cost.
No, it's a real problem, Ciarán, and no one's against an outdoor pool because they actually gave us three very good examples, one in Copenhagen, one in Aarhus, and one in Alice, which, you know, seemed, and like anecdotally, we know that these are popular. But it's just the overall, why is it being, it's almost by stealth they're trying to get this in. Why not be open? Why not go out to the public and see what do the public want? What do the locals want? It's a fabulous area. It's served by three Lewis stops. Bosaris is around the corner. Mm. It's on the quays. It has, as I said, the best river in the world, which has to be animated now, the Liffey, and that's in our development plan to revitalise the Liffey, use it as part of the tourist attraction of our city. And we're not being given the right answers. And if we're given the answers, particularly on the training, the rescue training, and in particular on how to integrate this in dock, which is 50 yards from the Liffey, has to be integrated into the Liffey. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense not to. There's an Olympic sport in coastal rowing. There's a Dublin Coastal Rowing Club are looking for a home, and they want to bring children from the north inner city into the air, into this sport, which is an Olympic sport. And they've put in a fabulous presentation, and that just seems to have been ignored. So if we're going to do something, we've one chance to get this is a fabulous asset of the city, Ciarán, an absolutely brilliant asset of not only the city but of the country. We've one chance to get it right. We made a bags of it the last time with this white river rafting. We actually made it, and that was.
So
right,
sorry, Neil. It's just something you're not necessarily opposed in principle to a pool. Like you could support it if.
Oh, absolutely.
If they just went about it another way, is that fair?
If it's done in context, 40% of that dock can't be taken over by a Dublin Fire Brigade Rescue Centre. There's enough of the Liffey all the way out to the coast. There's enough of the Talca. There's enough places to have that rescue centre if they want to. Put 15 million into a centre to save 20 grand a year. But that's a cost benefit approach that has to be looked at as well. But in principle, of course, animate the area, get people into that area, but definitely consultation and definitely, talk to the people. But don't come along to the area committee and just say, here's the preferred option, okay. Take it or leave it. We won't stand for that, Ciarán.
But let me introduce
democracy.
Derek Kelly, who's Executive Manager and Director of Services with responsibility for the Docklands with Dublin City Council. Derek, you're very welcome to the show. I know you were listening to Neil and some of the concerns he raised. The first thing he suggested was that this was all very hastily done.
Hi, Ciarán, and thanks for having me on the show this afternoon. I'd have to dispute that it was hastily done. I gave a presentation to the elected members of the Central Area Committee back in December 2021, outlining that we were abandoning the previous project for the dock and that we would be returning in 2022 with revised proposals, which would include a potential for a public outdoor swimming pool or Lido. I believe that's what the public were asking for, our elected members were asking for such a facility. But before we could have a proper conversation with the public and our members, we had to look at the kind of architectural and engineering side of things to see what was practical or feasible, look at international best practice in the likes of Copenhagen, Aarhus, Helsinki, and try and come up with something that we felt would work. So we could have that dialogue with the local community, with our elected members and the wider community across the whole city and nationally to see if this is something that we want to do.
And why then have you settled on this particular proposal, this preferred proposal? What is it about it that you think it will add value to the city and this part of the city?
Well, I think the space that's been provided, the 60% of the overall site, is in line with international best practice and in some cases exceeds what would have been provided in the likes of Copenhagen when they went at the public Lidos in the first instance. I think to use the entire dock, and we did do a potential or an option of putting in maybe an Olympic-sized swimming pool, but we feel that would be not used in the main all the time. It would be for a small cohort of people. And to go any bigger with the public or kind of recreational area would be excessive and potentially hard to manage. We believe that the emergency services facility, the Swiftwater Rescue Training, is a very valuable amenity for not just Dublin Fire Brigade, but also emergency services across the country, and that it will be used almost on a daily basis by various groups that have to do that level of training, like our own drainage personnel, ESB, Gardaí, Civil Defence, when flooding scenarios happen, and they can train in real-life kind of simulated environments rather than... unpredictable environments on water courses around the country.
Because it was one of Neil's criticisms, and you heard it was that the figures he had were that Dublin City Council spent about 20 grand, Dublin City Fire Brigade spent about 20 grand doing the type of training that would be done there per annum. And as he saw it, it wasn't kind of value for money. It sounds like you're saying it might be a Dublin Fire Brigade facility, but it'll be used by an awful lot more than them.
Oh, certainly. This would be used by a wide range of emergency services personnel, fire services across the country, civil defence, our own staff that have to be trained in these environments where flooding, they might be responding to floods. And as I can't talk to the training costs of Dublin Fire Brigade, but it's more to do with the environment and the reliability of the environment and the safety of the environment for training their staff to respond when these issues arise. and this will be a safe and kind of guaranteed environment for training. They would have to.
Okay, so the examples that Neil gave of the kind of the Talca or the Dodder or the or the River Liffey, that they wouldn't be suitable because there'd be just certain days that you'd go down there and you couldn't use it because of environmental conditions.
Exactly. It could be water quality issues. It could be lack of flow. It could be any number of issues, and they'd have to cancel the training. So they'd be able to guarantee their staff getting the necessary training to be able to respond for the public interest when those times are called upon.
So what are we looking at then cost-wise, Derek, for the whole thing? And I mean, were it to get the go-ahead, I mean, what's the process for that and how soon might it be open?
Well, look, I don't want to get into overall cost because it's just too early to say. But what I would say is I wouldn't anticipate it being any cheaper than the previous proposals. It's the same square footage. It's the same sort of mechanics go into this sort of facility as previously would have been needed for the Whitewater. And then from a process perspective, I suppose the presentation to the area committee yesterday and to the Docklands Forum last week was just to start the conversation around, is this something we want to do? If our elected members think we should proceed, further consultation will happen. It will go into a full-blown public consultation, both statutory and non-statutory. And when I say statutory, okay, through a planning process. But you're talking a year before you'd get through that process if we get the mandate from our members to proceed.
But in and around 25 million quid?
Look, again, it's too early to say, but I say I wouldn't anticipate it being any cheaper than the previous cost.
And that was, I think, 20. That was 25,
it was in that region, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Derek, we appreciate your time. Derek Kelly is the Executive Manager and Director of Services in Dublin City Council with responsibility for the Docklands. Before Derek, we heard from Neil Ring as well, the independent Dublin City Councillor. I said earlier, look, for what it's worth, I think it's a great idea. It's a real bugbear of mine in this country that we don't have more municipal sports facilities, and I would include that in those terms in that context, and I think we need more of them, not just in, we need them all over the country. But there's not universal support. Larkin in Dublin says it's a crazy waste of money, spend it on indoor homeless hostels that are secure and well run. And Dave from Dublin says, I'm totally against it. It would be the preserve of the wasters and the junkies that flute around down there, just like the boardwalk is in the Liffey. And I say this as a Dubliner. 53106, the text number. Keep your views coming. After the break, we're going to be celebrating the life and times of one Harrison Ford.
Moncrief. Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.